What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, what I got is that the Dodgers and two-time All-Star Max Muncy have agreed on a $13.5 million one-year contract extension for 2023. The deal, announced earlier today, includes a $10 million club option for 2024. The 31-year-old outfielder has struggled, of course, this season, as we all know. He's hitting 190 with 16 homers and 47 RBI in 99 games. But Muncy has shown signs of life. Coming around this month so far, hitting .328 with 7 homers and 15 RBI. So we've got at least one, possibly two more years with Max Muncy as a Dodger. And that's what you need to know.
I like it. He has been playing much better of late. He did have a miserable start to the season, but they stuck with him, and good for them. And it's paying dividends now, and I feel like he's finally in that groove. Baseball's super humbling that way, where I've seen guys who are good players, all-star caliber players like him, right? And you can just have a miserable season, man. It's really humbling that way.
You know, think about this. We were talking last week about Craig Kimbrell and how the Dodgers have the luxury of letting him try and figure it out while they're trying to figure out what they're going to do when they get to the postseason because they've got such a huge lead in the division, right? Today, I just happened to take a look at the standings, which I don't even really look at anymore because it's not a race.
They're up like 20 games.
You know what the Dodgers record is?
It's like 83-43, right? Or something like that?
Dude, the Dodgers, because this shocked me also, because again, like I said, I stopped looking at it because there's no race.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are 84-36.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Their winning percentage is .700. They win 7 out of every 10 games. Yeah. That is ridiculous.
They're really good. It's going to be them and the Mets in the NLCS. That's what's going to end up happening.
And I'll just say this also about Max Muncy. What I love about this move is this. Yeah. I know Max Muncy hasn't been great this year, but they gave him his time. That was my point about Craig Kimbrell. They had the luxury of giving Kimbrell time. They've had the luxury of giving Muncy time. And granted, his batting average isn't what you might hope it to be, but he still has power numbers. He's been a selfless team guy. He's been a heart and soul guy as part of this organization. Mm-hmm. And honestly, George, at $13 million a year by baseball standards, that's kind of a bargain.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you're paying him for future performance, and they have a large enough sample size where they feel comfortable about it. Yeah. So
just not that much money in baseball.
Especially on a short deal. Yeah, agreed. So
good for Max Muncy.
Yep, and he is turning it around. Good for him, good for the Dodgers, good for everyone involved. All right,
actually, that makes me excited about Wednesday, by the way, because everybody's going to be going to that Dodger game, you know?
Yeah.
So for you and me to be there Wednesday at Homebound Brewhouse at Union Station, that is going to be a really, really great time. It seems like the entire community's coming, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, community, for always supporting us the way you do. And everyone else that maybe isn't in the community, feel free to be part of the community.
Although, just be careful with some of the content in the community, because now things are getting a little out of control here, you know?
In what sense?
Well, we were talking earlier about changing relationship status on Facebook, and you guys all think that I should change my relationship status to in an open relationship, and I think I should change it to it's complicated, and people are already in here. There's a picture from Saturday night, George, when I had Boss Amanda and the Bitmaster, Chris Morales, down here in Del Mar, and this guy says, so Cap has a hall pass. Does that mean Rachel has a hall pass, too? Why is her hand on Chris? And I do realize that in the photo on Twitter and in the community, it definitely looks like, I mean, just her hands aren't on the table. You know what I'm saying? So people are going to make, they're going to make guesses. You know, just see the picture for yourself. Feel me?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. The community can get a little out of control at times.
They can.
I try to shut it down when it's disrespectful. I don't feel like that's, I mean, you kind of opened that can of worms, you know?
It's kind of on me, huh?
Yeah. That one.
I don't think it's on Chris, though. I think it's on the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because that happened to me.
You did skip the complete part of where you were having breakfast with Beto. Like, that never actually happened. Like, you know.
Well, because you asked me about taking Boss Amanda and Chris Morales to
Del Mar. No, I didn't. I actually said, what did you do? Your weekend seemed like it was fun. That was literally very open-ended.
Oh, it was open-ended?
I did not specifically say anyone's name or anything.
Let me tell you something about Beto Duran.
Yeah.
Beto Duran flew from Monterrey, Mexico to Tijuana. He then walked across the border from Tijuana to Los Estados Unidos.
See.
He then got into El Caro, and he drove up to meet me where we had breakfast together.
Did you have chilaquiles? Chilaquiles?
We did not. I had a very nice breakfast burrito. Burrito.
Yeah.
And Beto went the opposite direction. Beto went pancakes, scrambled eggs, bacon.
Bro, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah, and I go Beto omelet I, usually in that scenario. But
you get nice omelet for you, huh?
A little 3-egg omelet, yeah, mm-hmm. Cage free, you know, egg whites.
Yeah,
yeah.
Any meats in there? You want to put veggies?
Yeah, a little ham and cheese. Yeah, I'm good with ham and cheese.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Beto and I had an amazing breakfast Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Not so amazing awesome. That it took you an hour and 7 minutes to mention it.
Well, I would have mentioned it earlier, but I really wanted to save it so it stood on its own and it didn't get confused with everybody else and all the fun and frivolity.
Calling shenanigans on that. But
they are? Okay. Which part?
That you didn't mention it till I brought it up.
Yeah. I'm going to take an L on this one, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I probably should have mentioned Beto from the beginning. I should have gone through my whole day. Yeah. I woke up at 7:05. Right. I had breakfast with Beto at 8 a.m.
Well, you had a conversation with me in between from 7:05 to me.
I spoke to George from 7:45 to 7:58.
Yeah, we did. We talked about medical insurance.
It's
we
very did. Early.
It was surprisingly I was on a hike. Early.
Saturday morning convo, kind of early.
I was on a hike.
I was surprised that you and
Scott
I were talking
had emailed
so early.
Me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So and that's what's so amazing about it. I emailed George.
Good, yeah. Good. I'm glad that you emailed instead of texted.
But then he came back at me at text.
And I said, hey, can I call you in 10 minutes?
And then he called me.
I did.
And then we chatted about real professional dad stuff.
Medical insurance.
Yeah. Like, hey, George, what's going on this weekend? Going for a hike. How about you? Hey, you got time to talk about medical insurance with me?
Sure.
And the beautiful part was is that your mother-in-law, she knows what she's talking about.
So oh, once she worked in the medical insurance field.
Once I heard that, I was like, I'm sold. I don't need to do any research. I don't need to do any homework because George's mother-in-law already vetted the whole thing out for me.
She's since retired, but yes. Oh. But she did work in the field for a long time.
All right. You had mentioned before the break.
Parenting.
You had mentioned parenting?
And then mentioned the Raiders. And I want to get to that in a second.
Okay.
Real quick on the parenting.
Right, let's talk about that.
I keep it moving along. I've become the parent that invokes the middle name when I'm annoyed with my kids.
Question, do you sigh first? Do you do the Sedano sigh?
No, it's
in
like
life?
It's like I'll give you an example. I had to take Mateo today to the doctor and mm-hmm. Aria was with me too. So I picked him up from his little camp or whatever and then took him to the doctor and then they were just like playing, but like it was too much. Like you know your kids, eventually the playing is going to lead to somebody crying because somebody hit the other one. Like it's just, you see it. Like it's going to unfold, right? And it's also kind of, you know, we're in a waiting room. Like there's other kids, they're behaving. Mine are acting like, you know, not behaving.
You got to lay the hammer down. I thought you were a disciplinarian.
And then I just turned and I said, hey guys, stop. You need to sit down now. And then now. And it's like, okay. And then Aria gave me a little lip. She's like, but, I said, Aria Rose. And then she just turned her head and like her.
Wait, you're saying that when she heard her middle name, she knew.
That's it. She went, game? Phew, turned
oh,
the other way.
Right. Even when you said a very stern, like, I said, sit down now. Hey, I said,
she tried
now.
To plead her case. And I just gave her, I looked at her and I said, Aria Rose. Just like that. And that was it. It was over.
Really? So now when you use the middle name, they know you ain't messing around.
Oh, no, but I've been using it with her for, like, I don't use it that often with her. She's actually a really good kid. But she knows that that's the end of the conversation.
You know, I have a daughter whose middle name is Rose also.
Oh, really?
Jillian Rose.
No. There you go.
I know when I was younger and my mom said my middle name, I would, especially my dad, but like my mom would be like, Lindsay Nicole? I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah. Laura? Middle name? Did the mom and dad execute that?
I don't have one.
Oh.
Wait a second. Like legit don't have a middle name?
No.
I know a lot of people who don't have middle names.
But you have to have met, you have to have known parents that did that with their kids.
Oh, my mom does it with my sisters and my brothers all the time.
Wait.
But I'm the good child.
They gave the other kids middle names, didn't give you a middle name.
Three of us have it, three of us don't.
There you go.
Oh,
but I am the good child, so I never have to be yelled at.
Really?
I'm the angel.
Excellent reason why.
Where are you on one of six?
I am the oldest, the middle, and the baby.
Wait, you're all three of those?
Yep.
Confusing.
How is that possible?
I'm the middle overall. I'm the baby of the girls. Technically, I'm not the oldest because I don't live there no more. But when I did, I was the oldest.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Got it.
George, middle name. Let me hear what you got. What's your middle name?
Oh, my parents never did that to me. I don't know where I got that from. Maybe it's from other people. Oh, well, I had a neighbor. Middle name is Carlos.
Your middle name is Carlos?
Jorge Carlos.
Oh, I thought your middle name was Arthur for all these years.
Yeah, no, not the case.
It's not George Arthur Sedano.
No, definitely.
Cap, what's your middle name?
You want to take a guess?
No. I have Arthur? No idea.
Not Arthur. Not even Arturo. Oh.
Thomas.
Not Thomas.
William.
Mine's lame. Nah, it's just Alan.
Alan.
Like just
Scott could I, Alan Kaplan. Yeah,
could I sound more Jewish? Is that possible?
No. Why is it lame? Poor Alan Sliwa.
I know.
I know. That's but so just mean. Listen. Have you met Scott Alan Kaplan? That's me. That's me.
Zach. Hey, have you met Zach? Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've become that parent.
You're the guy. You're the guy now that uses the middle name.
I've only used Mateo Alexander a couple of times.
Mateo Alexander?
Right, but he now knows that that's also a thing, too. Because usually it's just, Mateo, stop! And then it's... but now I've thrown in the middle name a few times. Aria Rose also just goes, like it flows really well.
Does flow nicely.
Alexander's anyway. Like serious. That's my brother's middle name, and he dislikes it so much that he lied to his wife about what his middle name was. Like,
what? What?
Right until before they got married.
What did he tell her it was?
He said that his middle name was Edward because he wanted to pretend that he was a junior, like my dad. But he said he doesn't like the middle name Alexander.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he has no choice in the matter. Neither does your brother. So at this point, I mean, he can lie about it if he wants.
Yeah, whatever.
Jorge Carlos. See? I'll tell you right now, when you piss me off, I'm going to start calling you Jorge Carlos.
Okay. Jorge.
See, Jorge Carlos.
There you go.
Sedano, stop beating your hand on the table and yelling at me, Jorge Carlos. You'll know I'm serious, too. You'll know I'm not playing games.
All right, Sacky.
That's a pretty good nickname.
Sacky.
Sedano and Sacky.
That could still be the name. Sedano and Sacky.
I know we've seemed to have gone through several different name changes here recently.
Sedano and Sacky. That could be like our alternative show.
That could be the podcast.
Yeah. Sedano and Sacky.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't get to this Raiders thing. Raiders fans got to be beside themselves. Let's get to that and your boyfriend Tom Brady and that whole thing with Dana White next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was watching Falcons Jets, and then I realized there's a car chase, so I'm watching that instead.
What are you watching Falcons Jets on?
ESPN.
Oh, because I was watching the NFL Network. I was watching a replay of Buffalo Denver.
So I'm watching. I saw that there's a car chase going on right now.
It's kind of uneventful up until like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, he's squeezing through traffic. He's like on the where is he? He's on the 91 in Compton, and he's getting off now on Artesia Boulevard. So I'll keep you posted on that. I'm not going to do the whole chase. Although I did one a couple years ago when I was doing afternoons the last time. I think during Purgatory with me and Mason in Ireland. Oh, his rim just fell off. It was like a cap rim. It's not like a real rim. I did like a whole... Mason dared me to do a whole play-by-play. John wasn't there that day. I did a whole play-by-play.
That's where you honed your skills? Is that the day you honed your skills to become a basketball and football play-by-play man?
I did the whole play-by-play of the thing. And it was... Honestly, like, you know me, I pretty much downgrade myself in a lot of stuff. I felt like it was pretty damn good. It was impressive. Oh, where is he now? Oh, he's going westbound on the 91. He flipped the script. He's going the other way.
Wait a second. I wonder how far ahead of me you might be. Is he trying to listen? He's underneath the freeway now and he's cruising.
He's back on the freeway.
Okay, wait, no, he's getting on. You see, I'm behind you. I'm like 10 seconds behind you because
you're always behind me.
He's on the on ramp right now.
Yeah.
There's a delay.
He's flying down the westbound, though.
Oh, my. He is motoring.
Yeah, but there's nobody gone the westbound. That's why. Everybody's going eastbound. So, anyway, we'll keep you up to date, see if anything cool happens.
Anything
or
cool.
Interesting. In the interim,
At least this guy's not in the HOV lane. That's very polite of him, by the way, to not go into the HOV lane. Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, no, he just went in there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Is he driving it? Is that a, I can't tell, is it a...
It looks like a Nissan or something, like an Altima, or maybe like a Toyota Corolla or something like that. No, it's not a Toyota Corolla. It looks like a Nissan Altima to me. Yeah. Now he's driving on the side of the road, which is not great.
Looks like his
anyway.
Right back bumper is going to fall off, and his front left quarter panel looks like
getting
it's in big trouble.
Getting off on AV8. It's Avalon. He's getting off on Avalon.
George, you might have a career in the Sky 5 copter.
Oh, I would totally do this. Like, there's no question.
Have you ever done one of those things where you beat your chest and you're like, looks like he's on the 91 right now at exit 8. It looks like about Central Avenue in Carson right now. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've never done that before?
No, yeah, I have.
Try it. Feels good. Like, you beat your chest, yeah. Like, with both hands.
He's going south on Avalon. He's running into more traffic here on the crossroad of Walnut. He's in Carson right now. He is weaving through traffic there between on the crossroad of Avalon and Walnut. Still going south on Avalon. I mean, I could still do this. I could do
it. He's got wide open road in front of him. Oh, wait a second, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Here comes stop sign, red light.
Oh, no,
slow
you're
down.
you're behind me still.
I'm way behind you.
Yeah, he's on he's still on Avalon. He's on San Pedro. He's not at Gardena Boulevard. He just blew through that.
Gardena, where's Manuel?
Gardena Boulevard he's got clear road right now. He's on Alondra. He's going up. He's going down on Avalon. So
sometimes I think to myself, if I were like driving right now and I could see the helicopter overhead and I knew that this guy was being pursued and I could like smash him and stop him, would I get involved?
You're doing what?
A space themed room in the playground.
You're doing a space themed room?
In the playroom.
Okay, cool. I like your shirt.
Thank you. It's my Willy Wonka one.
This is not one of those moments where you say, Aria Rose, I'm on the radio.
No, she's great right now.
Yeah, I love Willy Wonka. Thing.
She did a Willy Wonka play.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. What character did she
play?
What
was your character? The Candyman?
Yeah.
Oh, not really?
Willy Wonka. You were not Willy Wonka. You were the Candyman. You were the person who sold the candy, yeah.
Ask her if she likes a Augustus Gloop.
Do you like Augustus Gloop?
Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, save some room for later.
So, Donna, you should ask her if Kaplan's voice annoys
her. Yeah, let me talk to her a second.
Here, Aria,
remember
Mateo
said
put
yes.
Put your headphones on. My radio. No, you don't want to do it? Okay.
Hi, Aria.
No, she doesn't want to do it.
Hi, Aria Rose.
She doesn't want to talk to you guys.
Tell her I want to talk about Willy Wonka.
What's that?
I just want to, like, tell you.
That's nice.
Oh, you just want to have me be the intermediary here?
Right. You're her spokesperson.
Yeah.
You're her press secretary.
Oh, yeah. When you were doing the play, we were sitting in the front row, and you were giving out your candy as the candy man. And then Mateo started crying because you weren't sharing your candy. Yes. And I had to take him out of the theater. Yes.
Yeah.
I did buy a whole bar of Snickers to shut him up. Yes, that's what I did.
Good. That's good parenting.
Yes, to keep him quiet. Yes. Yeah. All right, go do the playroom. Anyway. Oh, he's stuck now. Oh, he almost got hit in the corner of Wilmington and Alondra. So anyway, he's still going though.
But, he's totally stuck now though. Come on. At least
so anyhow,
where I'm at.
No, he's not stuck. He's good now. He's back on the free. He's freewheeling on the road.
When he's done, by the way, this car is going to be totaled.
Oh, it's usually the case is that the car is a disaster.
This thing is toast.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Do you remember the story 2 years ago? There was a story out there about Tom Brady. And it was like Tom Brady had allegedly said that he wanted to go to a team and...
This is before he left and went to Tampa.
Correct. But he was already in Tampa, but he was saying, I actually wanted to go somewhere else.
Well, I remember there were a lot of rumors at the time about how he wanted to come to L.A. because Giselle would have preferred to be in L.A.
I remember it now. He was on The Shop with LeBron.
Really?
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yes, this was where that story came out. So he was asked about like trying to leave the Patriots and go into a team. He's like, actually, I thought about going to another team that wasn't the Tampa Bay Bucks. One of the teams they were interested at the very end, and I was
wait a second.
And he said
I remember
the quote is one of the teams they weren't interested at the very end, and I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother bleeper, Brady said.
Right.
And I remember So I remember this because that week I was, this is when Max was doing the midday show on ESPN Radio, and I was filling in for him.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Darlington, who's one of our NFL insiders at ESPN, came on, and I said, Jeff, rumor has it that the mother bleeper, he started laughing when I said that, is Derek Carr. Can you tell us if the quote-unquote mother bleeper in this scenario is Derek Carr? He started laughing. He's like, I don't know if I can confirm it's Derek Carr. He's like, but if you're just kind of connecting some dots, maybe it is Derek Carr. Maybe it was Derek Carr.
Good memory out of you, because you rattled it for me. I remember what you're talking about, and I think as you described it, I think a lot of other people will remember it finally, too. So, okay, so advance the ball. So back then, we weren't sure who the mother bleeper was and the
right
team that might have wanted Brady but then didn't want him.
Right. Because then, Brady did not tell LeBron on the shop who the exact mother bleeper was, right? Mm-hmm. So fast forward, the UFC is doing these like simulcasts, like a Gronk cast, right? Like same with the A-Rod cast and the Manning cast, all that, right? They're doing it at the UFC with Gronk, and Dana White is sitting there with Gronk. And Dana White, do we have the sound? Tells the story that the Raiders were the team, and according to Dana White, Derek Carr was the quote-unquote mother bleeper that Tom Brady was talking about.
It's still there. You would have,
you would have been. You would have been. So
I would have been.
I'm the one. I worked to put that deal together for Brady and Gronk to come to the Raiders. And it was almost a done deal. And at the last minute, Gruden blew the deal up and said that he didn't want him. And hell broke loose, man. It was crazy. And Brady was already looking at houses, and it wasn't being said yet that Gronk was coming. So Las Vegas would have had Brady and Gronk the year that the Bucs won the Super Bowl, except Gruden blew the deal up. And there's so much story that goes along with this behind the scenes, and I was never going to tell that story till Gronk just said it. But
and Dana,
let me tell you what,
exactly
Brady was
what
not
happened,
happy.
And you just told the story.
That's
that is exactly what happened.
Wow! Breaking news: wow. You have been 270 with the Gronk. John Gruden screwed up. Going to the Raiders.
It worked out for the best, and I'm glad it did not go through.
Really?
Yes, I am glad it did not.
So
go
you said
through,
if he was the Raiders, that wouldn't have won the Super Bowl.
Yes. No. I mean, it all worked out for the best, man. I'm glad we went to Tampa, man. It just worked out. I love that place.
Yeah. So Gronk basically confirmed it right there.
Right. So how about that, Dana White? Working with the Raiders and working with whoever is repping Tom Brady / Gronk is kind of a package deal.
Right.
And Dana White's in the middle of all of that. And when we found out that Brady said, that team wanted that guy over me, to now think that it was in fact Derek Carr, and Raider fans could have had Tom Brady. Think about how good Tom Brady would look in a Raiders uniform. I mean, Tom Brady's hot. Tom Brady would look so good in that uniform. He'd make that uniform look clean. He'd make that uniform look classy. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say Tom Brady's so hot?
He is.
Okay. Just making sure I heard that. He is. I don't disagree with you. I was just surprised to hear you say that.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I guess I probably shouldn't be, huh, Cap?
Do you think he smells delicious like your boyfriend?
I assure you, 1,000%.
Who smells more delicious?
Now that is up for debate. Until I smell Tom Brady right now, Laura's boyfriend wins.
My man do smell delicious.
He do.
Tom Brady does that whole like natural thing, so I'm guessing he probably doesn't smell that delicious.
Yeah, that's true. He's very organic.
Yeah.
And like he probably uses deodorant that doesn't have like aluminum in it.
Or like doesn't use deodorant at all.
Oh, right. Doesn't use deodorant at all.
So talking about deodorant and like cologne and stuff, on Friday, since I wasn't here with you guys, I filled in on the morning show, and I found out that not only does Greg doesn't wear cologne, doesn't like it.
I don't wear cologne.
Really? Yeah,
me either. I don't wear cologne
weird.
Ever. Never.
I haven't used cologne in a long time.
Very long time.
Really?
I mean,
yeah,
back in the
I
old
feel
days,
like when I shower, my shower stuff smells good.
I don't wear any cologne.
I find that weird.
I don't wear any cologne of any kind.
That's
George, what's
you
the
don't
last cologne?
Delicious.
No, wait, hold on a second.
I don't even remember.
I smell
I don't
clean.
Even remember. It's been that long.
I'm going to give you a roster. You ready?
Yeah.
Paco Rabanne.
No.
Dracar Noir.
No. I mean, I used that in the 90s.
Polo.
No.
No.
Aqua Velva.
No, oh my God, Travis said that.
Brute by Fabergé.
No.
No.
I mean, these are all good colognes.
Yeah, Dracar Noir in like the 90s, maybe. I don't know. I honestly, I don't think I've used cologne since... Maybe I definitely use cologne when I lived in Miami because it's just so sweaty.
No, because gross you're though. In Miami. That's why.
No, and it's
when
just
you're
like
in Miami, you swing that way. You rock cologne like that.
But because you're no, it's humidity, bro. You sweat. No. So when I lived there, probably just like it helps mask the sweat a little bit. You know what I mean? But ever since I left there, like it's been almost 10 years. Like in general. I don't think I've ever used cologne again.
If somebody said to me, what is that cologne you're wearing? It smells so enchanting. I would tell them, like Dove.
Oh, I was going to say Dial soap, like
Travis
said.
Yeah, Dove. I like Dove. Dove for men. Let's go,
Irish Spring, you know, one of these kinds of things.
But Brady doesn't even use that, you know, allegedly. So
well,
but Brady could have been a Raider, and Raider fan, you have to be at least a little sick if you're a Raider fan hearing that story, don't you?
To think that Tom Brady, Mr.
Wanted
Tuck
to
Rule,
go there.
Mr. Tuck Rule.
Yeah.
Was going to go and play for the Raiders.
Yeah.
And that's one of those times where Raider fans have to go from, I hate that guy, to now he's my guy. I love that guy.
Right. But, and you have to be even more furious at John Gruden, right?
Well, I mean, to think about that, Gruden says, I don't want his old ass. I'd rather have Derek Carr. I could have Tom Brady, and I don't want him. He's old.
And then they went on to win the Super Bowl. I
know. Yeah, and then they win the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Right, right.
I mean, now the Raiders were not as good on defense, though, as the Bucs, though. Let's be real.
That is true. But Brady probably could have inspired them. No, he could have inspired the Raider defense.
So, or he could have had more guys. You're saying more guys would have joined. Like, kind
well,
of
I
like,
could have. That, and also he would have just told the defense, hey, guys, I'm Tom Brady. I'm here to win a Super Bowl. Do you guys want to win a Super Bowl? They're like, yeah, Tom. He's like, then do what I do.
I'm sure that's exactly how I would
do what I tell you to do.
Would have inspired them.
Rap when you tackle. Yeah. You know, hit the quarterback.
Raider fan, I mean, please just tell me. Just tweet at us, do something, whatever. Let us know how, like, does that bother you? Like, does that, like, you hear that now and you're like, bro, for real? Because that would have been my reaction. I'd be like, you got to be kidding me.
Raider fan is going to say, that's so Raider fan. That's what it is to be a Raider fan.
Yeah.
This whole John Gruden disaster.
Laura just told me in my ear, and I'm looking at it too. I think they lost the car on the
helicopter.
Yeah, I
think they lost the car.
No way.
Yeah.
Let me take a look.
Oh, no, the guy got out of the car.
Oh, no
maybe.
Way. Because he was underneath the highway, and then they haven't...
It was underneath There's now there's people.
They got the copters going, too.
Wait a second. I'm trying to figure this out.
I think they left it under the underpass there in Bellflower on Downey Avenue and like jumped out of the car.
By the way,
they're arguing with each other.
That's pretty smart. If this dude stopped underneath the bridge.
But there's two people. Which one is the person that was in the car?
What if they got in a different car?
I know. That's just,
you don't rip somebody out of their car.
It's actually pretty smart.
Yeah. Rip this guy right out of his car.
Swap them out.
I'll keep going.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because one guy's talking on his phone and he's walking in one direction and the other person is running across the street now.
Right. This person's like, they took my car.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this can't be the car thief. They're wearing a mask.
Like a mask, like a K95. Yes.
Yeah. Because that tells me that these are very responsible people. Responsible people.
No, but someone's now running into
the neighborhood. Wait a second. Now it seems like there's a guy going one way and a girl going another way and they got into an argument.
Where have you been?
I'm behind.
Yeah, you're way behind, bro.
I'm behind.
So the helicopter's confused as to who to follow. Well, no, there's a person running, and it could be a guy with long hair. You don't know if it's a girl.
That's right. It could be a guy. I'm going girl. I'm going girl.
But now they're in the houses, and they're trying to figure out what to do.
Why would you go in the houses? What a stupid move.
In the neighborhood, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, why would you have your doors open? Lock your doors. Oh, yeah.
This person hasn't figured out where they're running to, though.
This person's... Oh, man. Dude, look in these cars. See if there's any keys.
Now they've cornered themselves.
Why are we rooting for them?
I know. It's like a movie where you're like, go.
Oh, my God. There's a cop right down the street.
Somebody get this person. The person's run out of gas.
Oh, my God. Here the cops are coming. They're in the neighborhood already. Oh, this is bad news.
Oh, yeah. He or she has turned around.
And they're
now
parked at a specific house, but that's not the house that person was running into. Now they're leaving that house, the cops. Or no? Yeah, they're getting off. The cops are getting off. They're going on foot now. All right. Well, we got a break. We'll tell you what happens on the other side. So, Raider fan, I'm sorry that you didn't get Tom Brady. It's kind of the moral of the story.
Yeah. And there's more Brady news, by the way.
And we now know officially that Derek Carr was the quote-unquote mother bleeper that Tom Brady was talking about.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited to be doing Radio Tinder. So, now that the car chase is over, boo.
Yeah, they got him. They got him both. Yeah.
Yeah, why do people think that they can get away with that? I'll never understand.
Laura actually brought up a great point. Laura, what was it that you said? How many times, in all the years, how many people have you seen get away?
Two times. I'm like, you guys are going to get extra charges for that one charge. You are an idiot.
Oh, the guy's in bigger trouble than the girl, though, because even though they both may get charged the same, when she gets done with him, he's a dead man.
Yeah, she's going to rat him out. Right, yeah, for sure.
You could see that they were fighting, and she was like, I told you not to take this car. You brought me with you. And then they were like, fighting, you go this way. Anyway, he's in big trouble with her, too.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
All right. Go ahead, Lindsay.
All right. So a woman who claims that she doesn't shower often or use deodorant says that despite her lack... I know. Speaking of people smelling bad, she said that despite her lack of apparent hygiene, she's never been told that she smells. So this woman who's named Addie Kirschny, her TikTok went viral and she left her followers questioning her way of life after she posted the video describing herself as, quote, musty. She said that she just gives zero bleeps and that her family, friends, and coworkers have never complained that she smells bad. So would you guys tell a coworker, and let's say it's someone like that you consider yourself to be close with, that they smell bad? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano.
I have. Now, I didn't do it in a work setting, but I used to travel a lot with this one colleague. Not at ESPN. This was well before I was here. So just letting people know on the front.
Who was it?
I'm not going to tell you, you jerk face.
Come on. Let us know who stinks.
No. So anyway.
You knew I was going to ask.
I know you were. That's why I called you a jerk face.
No, that's why you said it wasn't at ESPN.
Well, both of those things. So anyway, I did. I told the guy, hey, bro, I got to be honest with you. You stink. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you got it. You got to use more stronger stuff or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And then he did. He started using stronger stuff. And
what
he
part of him stunk? Was it his pits? Was it his breath?
It was the pits. He's a hairy dude. And hairy people, that's where that stuff really, that's where the mustiness comes, is the hair.
This woman in a relationship, Lindsay, did she say?
She didn't say. She just said that no one's ever told her. And she made sure she said, like, my family, my friends, and my coworkers have never told me that I stink.
Mm-hmm. Is she in an open relationship or it's complicated like Happy wants to be?
Good question. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be hard to be in a relationship if you stink.
Yeah. Although I do know somebody at ESPN who does not wear deodorant and she's never smelled. Really? I've been around her a million times and she just doesn't have body odor.
Does she use any other like something that's like, hey, this is a, you know, I use olive oil under my arms and I never stink, you know? Anything like that?
No, she did not do any enhancements, Laura, as you said in my ear.
I thought
no.
maybe Botox or something.
This was a person who just doesn't use deodorant. And, like, she told me, like, openly, like, yeah. And, like, she always smells great. Like,
I stunk to high hell this morning. I got to be honest with you. I got home. Yeah. I walked my dog, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't shower last night.
The fat dog.
Yeah. No, he's not that fat. I'm getting him into shape as I'm getting ready to get myself into shape.
Yeah.
And I went and took the dog for a walk, whatever, came back. I was in a hot tub yesterday. I never showered off, whatever.
Mm.
And I took off my clothes and got in the shower, and I'm like, oh, my God, I stink. Like, I really and I stunk everywhere. It wasn't just under my pits. It was coming from everywhere. I just stunk.
Yeah.
I'm always paranoid that I stink, so I'm, like, overly. I probably use too much deodorant. They say that Matthew McConaughey, he doesn't use deodorant or anything, and like people that know him say that he doesn't stink.
All right, all right, all right.
And he's kind of like a burly guy, right?
Yeah, and he looks like a sweater, too.
Mm-hmm. He does. He's always like glistening. It's got to be sweat, right?
He doesn't stink at all, huh?
Yeah, that's what they say. I've never met him, so I don't know, but that's what they say.
When I meet Matthew McConaughey, I'd be like, yo, let me smell your pits.
All right, what's next, Lindsay?
So the Ravens have apparently offered Lamar Jackson a lot of money. In fact, more money than Kyler Murray, which would be more than $230 million. And this is according to a report from Jay Glazer. One would think that that's the type of deal that Lamar Jackson would sign, but apparently the holdup is that the superstar quarterback wants the new deal to be fully guaranteed. Glazer called it an uphill battle, given that Jackson represents himself alongside his mother, who sort of acts as his de facto agent. Do you guys think that Lamar Jackson will get a fully guaranteed deal? Swipe left or swipe right, Cappy?
I'm going to swipe left and say no. If I'm the Baltimore Ravens, I'm not going to be forced to give this young man, who I think is a great player, I'm not going to be forced to give him a guaranteed contract because the Browns did it. The rest of the NFL is angry with the Browns, all the owners.
The Vikings did it, too, with Kirk Cousins.
I'll be honest with you, George. I didn't recall that.
Yep.
So take that out of the equation for a minute, though. Cleveland took a big risk on a player and gave him fully guaranteed money. Lamar Jackson thinks he's a good guy. He's a model citizen. He's an MVP. He should get the same, and it should be guaranteed. But if I'm the Ravens, based on the way the young man plays the game, he's likely to get hurt a lot. And I don't want to give him guaranteed money. So I'm not going to be forced into it. So I'm swiping left. I don't think they'll do it.
I will swipe right that they will do it, that they will cave, because that's clearly the one thing he wants. And if not, he's ready to roll. Like, he's like, okay, like, he's willing to practice, do all the stuff that he's not sitting out, right? None of that stuff. Like, he's being a good teammate. And he said, look, once the season starts, no more discussions. That means he's going to hit free agency. Are you going to play that game of chicken if you're the 100%. Ravens and let him hit free agency?
Absolutely, 100%. No. I'm playing that game. I'm playing that game all day.
Let me tell you, you would be a really bad general manager.
Well, that's what you say, but let me ask you this question. Yeah. What if you give him the contract he wants, right? And he goes out this year and he does what he did last year, which is, unfortunately, get hurt. So, you know, I don't want to take the risk right now. If he gets through the entire season he makes a whole lot of more money, then so be it.
So you're telling me that in a collision sport,
yep,
that you're worried about a guy's longevity. Like, quarterbacks get hurt all the time now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just the reality of the sport being bigger, stronger, faster.
But quarterbacks who play the running game, like, he plays it so well, we've already seen the guy get hurt. And so, if, let's just say he tears his knee and he never comes back and he's never the same player again, but all that $250 million is guaranteed money, I'm not doing that.
Time out. I have a serious question. Don't they have insurance against things like that happening?
Of course they do. Yes.
Yes, but still, I'm just, for me, listen, there was another Baltimore Ravens quarterback many years ago by the name of Joe Flacco. Same situation. Said, I want the big money contract. They said, we're not giving it to you. He said,
and then they caved.
No. What happened is he won a Super Bowl. He literally went out in a one-year contract and bet on himself, won a Super Bowl, and got the contract. So I guess that's what
Lamar
should
do. Would you give Josh Allen a fully guaranteed deal? He runs a lot, too.
I would not. Listen,
what?
I wouldn't have given guys, crazy. Lindsay, wait, hold on. There's one guaranteed contract in the NFL, Deshaun Watson. George says that Kirk Cousins has one as well. That's a detail that got away from me. That means there's two. This isn't baseball.
But it's trending in that direction.
Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the AFC.
That may be the case.
Or second best, maybe.
But regardless, let me ask you a question. Is Patrick Mahomes' contract 100% guaranteed?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Well, it was
so
also $400 million or something like that.
I bet you that like half of it's probably guaranteed, right?
No.
Hold on, let me look it up.
Aaron Rodgers, 100 of the 150 million is guaranteed, and he's 39 years old or
right,
whatever,
but
38
but that's,
years old.
That's the differentiation. Here's a $200 million contract, 100 right, million is guaranteed, 100
but,
million isn't.
But here's the thing, he's also way older than those guys. He can get hurt much easier than those guys you're talking about.
Well, I'm not giving Lamar, listen, my opinion is I don't think Baltimore caves. Your opinion is that they
will. Do you want to bet another bottle of Camus on it?
What did we bet a bottle of Camus on last time?
I don't remember what it was.
Well, it's important.
Oh, it was about the Lakers.
Because now I'm tired of betting things that are out of my control.
So Patrick Mahomes, he had a 10-year, $450,000 contract. And like
$450 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm sorry. $141 million of it
right.
is guaranteed.
So think about that. Patrick Mahomes is guaranteed $140 million. Lamar Jackson wants to be guaranteed $250 million. I'm not so sure I want to do that.
Yeah, but it's all about what have you done for me lately. And the last guy, to your point, Deshaun Watson, got it all guaranteed. And it's $240 million.
That's why everybody wants it guaranteed, because it's not just that
the door's been open. That's
it.
There's precedent now.
Now they have to do it.
And not only that, but think about the risk that Cleveland
took. So if you lose him, let's do it this way.
Yep.
If you lose him, and we'll be ending Radio Tinder on this. If you lose him, what is your resolution at quarterback if you're the Baltimore Ravens?
If I know that I'm going to lose him,
and he walks. No, he walks. He's walking.
Oh, right now?
No, I'm saying like he's going to play out the season and be a free agent, and then let's say he does leave.
I'm looking through free agency, and I'm looking into the draft. That's what I'm going to start over.
Yeah, okay. Right.
What do you mean you're right?
That's insane. There's no way. You don't let a guy like that walk.
Good luck.
Well, I don't want him to walk. I just don't want to pay him guaranteed money.
Okay. Well, good luck. It's cost doing business now.
No, it is not cost of doing business. The Cleveland Browns did this. I don't want to do this.
You are like the weirdest about this stuff.
Because if I'm putting myself in the position, if I'm the owner.
But that's the thing. Why are you putting yourself in the owner's position? You've never been an owner.
Yeah, but
You're an employee.
The question is, The question was, if you were the Ravens, would
you do it? Why are you always helping the man?
Am I helping the man here?
You are. You love the man. You don't want to be like one of the people. Man of the people. What do you mean man of the people? Man of the people would be like, yo, get yourself that guaranteed money, dog.
Oh, no, dude, let's go. Get that guaranteed money. Just not from me. And I was in the position of being the Ravens. I was in character, George. I don't think you got that. You got to get a sense of showmanship here.
No, you love, you always, this is your thing. You love
I'm
the
in
owners.
Character. I am the
you
Ravens owner.
You love the
owner.
Owners. You I'm love Steven every Biscotti. Owner except the Chargers guy.
That I don't like him. That's true. That's true. Yeah. I do not like him. No. Terrible owner. Right. Very
we're
cheap.
Done. We got to go to break. And listen, yeah, ICE is back with a brand new invention. Something. I mean, tightly. Yeah. Flow like a harpoon. Let in nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax the chump like a candle.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally
like a poisonous mushroom.
Let me tell you a true story, George Sedano.
He's killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. What a line.
This is a true story, everybody.
What, that Suge Knight put him out the window or something like that? No. That was allegedly a true story, too.
No, this is the
Vanilla
true
Ice,
story.
He did that allegedly.
I did not know that today was the anniversary of this song, 1990. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So earlier in the day, probably about like 1 o'clock or so, I sent Sedano a text. I said, how well do you know the song Ice Ice Baby? He says, pretty well.
Fairly well, I said, yes.
Yeah, I said, yeah, me too. I did not know at that time today was the anniversary of this song.
Oh, I thought that's why you sent it, because Lindsay had sent the email.
Yeah,
no,
why would you randomly think of that song?
Because somehow in my head, this is what I could hear. Take heed, I'm a lyrical poet. My name is on the scene just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sounds. For some reason, that is in my head. And I'm like, I'll bet you Sedano knows this song just as well as I know this song. And maybe we should do an Ice Ice Baby off. But I didn't realize that, again, this is 1 o'clock in the afternoon before I saw the email. I didn't realize this was the anniversary from 1990.
Also, you don't read Lindsay's emails all that closely.
Clearly. Yeah, that's kind of true, too. Clearly, that's also true. I don't really read them. That's true.
Yeah.
Get them.
Good to know, Cappy.
Take heed, because I'm a lyrical poet. My name is on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town, that created all the bass sounds. You know where to pick it up from there, George? Because my rhyme's like a chemical spill.
No, I don't remember that
part. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I figured you and I could do like an Ice Ice Baby off, though. I thought we could.
I'd have to like hear it in, because I haven't heard the song in a long time. Right. I'd have to hear it like that, where I feel like I'd pick it up as the song is going. But I can't just like randomly pick it up from My Town that created all the bass sound. I know that line, you know.
But. Lindsay, you know the song pretty well?
Yeah, pretty well.
Can you hit any lines for us right now?
I mean, you guys already did them all.
No, we didn't do them all.
Ice Ice Baby.
No, we didn't do them all. We did just a couple.
You did like the main rap parts.
Yeah, the beginning. Everybody knows the beginning. Before he's the first Ice Ice
Baby.
Like a
vandal, light up a stage and watch the chump like a candle.
Everyone knows that part.
Well, check out the hook while my DJ revolves. Everybody knows to that point.
Ice Baby.
Everybody knows to that point. I mean, if you're old enough, you remember, you know it to that point.
Laura, you know this song like well?
I mean, I know the song, but I don't know it well because, you know, I have taste in music, so.
No! Damn!
Really?
And by the way, Christopher, there was another song that was a hit on that album called Play That Funky Music. And it was obviously a remake.
Well, I was wondering if the Ninja Turtles rap was on there.
That's a much later deal. Yeah. That was when he was jumping the shark already at that point.
Like, go Ninja, go Ninja, go.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice was definitely jumping the shark. He's like on HGTV or something now, right? Or DIY, one of those channels.
Yeah, he was. He had like a home
hit
show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Van Winkle, his name is.
Yeah, give the man a break. That was one good song he had, you know.
No, but he had that album sold a lot. And I remember he was on tour. I remember as a kid, he was on tour of MC Hammer back then.
Cool hair, great parachute pants, decent moves, good song, one good song.
Yeah.
Make some money doing that.
He did make some money.
I swear to you, take heed, I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on a scene, just in case you didn't know it. That was in my head. And I was like, yo, you know this song? And then come to find out. 1990.
Yeah.
Song was released.
And you could have known that if you just read Lindsay's emails.
Well, I hadn't gotten there yet.
Mm-hmm. Can we finish our sportsy sports conversation?
Go ahead. What were we talking about?
What I was saying about the thing about Lamar Jackson, you're a pattern person, Cappy. You are.
Okay. Tell me my pattern.
Your pattern is you definitely side with management. Which is weird, because in real life, you don't side with management. But when it comes to sports, for whatever reason, you do. Like, you totally do. Like, even NIL, I remember that initial conversation. Now, you have evolved since that first conversation we had about it.
I still don't love it.
But you right, you see?
Well, because, listen, there's a lot of things about NIL that I just think we're talking wild, wild west. No,
it's not.
Here,
I hate that phrase. I hate that phrase with NIL.
I'm just saying, we don't know what they're like.
You know what it is?
Tell me
what it is. It's a new market. And you know what? Anything else in capitalism, it'll shake itself out. It'll figure it out.
Right. It will. And right now, it hasn't. And so, to me, it's kind of a dangerous place to be.
Why dangerous?
Well, just in terms of which schools are going to have the boosters come up with the most money.
You mean the same schools that have had the boosters doing it under the table?
Yes, correct. Those schools. That's right.
Okay. So doing it above board is a problem now.
It's not so much that it's above board. It's just kind of a weird thing. Like the USC story last week. Did you happen to get into this at all? How USC has all these really ultra wealthy boosters who have kind of been excommunicated from the program, but they're off to their side and they're like, we still love the program. We just don't want to be involved with the people who run the program, but we still want to cheer for our team. It's not like we hate them now. We still love them. We just don't want to be involved with them. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to create our own deal over here.
Our collective. Pay us,
right. Yeah, that's a new word too. Collective. It's a collective. Everything's now a collective. And we're going to do this and we're going to just pump a bunch of money into it. We're going to call it a charitable organization. And if you're in school getting decent grades and we say you're doing community service, you get paid bank. I just think it's kind of an interesting, strange, all at the same time.
You're
kind of
just mad that you weren't able to take advantage of it.
Like anybody else who's older, it's like an old baseball player.
Yeah.
These players today, they don't play the same way.
Let's keep this going on the other side because Laura's going to get in trouble. We'll be back.
We don't want her to get in trouble.
Yeah.